you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, October 13th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The Port of Los Angeles is expanding to everyday round-the-clock operations, and that news today came not from the port, but from the White House. It's part of an effort to relieve pandemic-related supply chain snags that have dozens of cargo ships anchored off the Southern California coast waiting to unload. The twin ports of L.A. and Long Beach account for 40% of the containers that come into the U.S. Here's President Biden with the White House announcement.
By staying open 7 days a week, through the night and on the weekends, the Port of Los Angeles will open over 60 extra hours a week will be open. In total, that will almost double the number of hours that the port is open for business from earlier this year.
The goal is to process and unload another 3,500 containers during the night each week. That means a lot of dock workers on the job. The International Longshore and Warehouse Union says its dock worker members are willing to work the extra shifts needed to cover the extended hours at the Port of L.A. Also, Walmart, Target, and other retailers say they will run more trucks through the port during late-night hours to help clear the cargo jam. The Port of Long Beach has been running its largest terminal round the clock for 3 weeks now. The president's announcement today that the Port of L.A. is moving to round-the-clock operations clears one snag in the supply chain, but others remain, like the fact that there aren't enough drivers for the trucks that take goods out of the twin ports of L.A. and Long Beach. Matt Schrapp with the Harbor Trucking Association says drivers need more support so they can move those containers.
If we do not have the ability to secure a chassis to move the cargo off the dock, then we can't move it.
The chassis is what those containers ride on. Matt Schrapp also says there's not enough space to drop the containers that come back to the port. The Port of Long Beach has freed up property for returning containers. It also put its largest terminal on around-the-clock schedule 3 weeks ago. Port Deputy Director Noel Hasegawa says it's great that the Port of L.A. is going round-the-clock, too.
That will inject the flexibility that truck drivers need to return the equipment where it needs to be returned and pick up containers.
L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino says in a statement that he backs the Port of L.A.'s 24-hour schedule, but he is worried about extra traffic on the streets in his San Pedro district. The Alisal fire burning along the Santa Barbara County coast is up to more than 15,000 acres of timber, brush, and chaparral. It broke out Monday afternoon near the Alisal Lake Reservoir in the Santa Ynez Mountains. Steady winds are pushing the flames south toward the ocean, west toward Gaviota, and even east toward Goleta. Los Padres National Forest Fire Chief Jim Harris says as the sun goes down, the winds kick up.
So as the wind shifts, it's actually the most dangerous time and critical time of the fire because the fire will change directions on us.
The Alisal fire is only 5% contained. Mandatory evacuations are still in place in Refugio Canyon, and the 101 is still closed from Goleta to Highway 1 north of Gaviota. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.